Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm honored that you found your way to sharing space with me and my guest today. I am your host, Linda Joy, and I'm the publisher of the beloved Aspire magazine and founder of InspiredLivingUniversity.com. The doors are opening soon to our students of life. Inspired Living University is a sacred learning curriculum and community for women filled with masterclasses and mini courses from leading visionaries, authors, and more to support you in mastering the art of living. You can learn more at InspiredLivingUniversity.com. So are you ever overwhelmed by other people's energies? Well, find out today with me and my guest of how you can manage your empath abilities and thrive. It is possible. We are all intuitive, and most of us don't know how to tap into these abilities for our well-being. So expert Vanessa Cordonneau joins me today, and she is going to be sharing 5 ways that you can be sensitive and still thrive in today's information-rich world, and she'll be sharing so much more, and I'm so excited to have her. With more than 10,000 psychic intuitive sessions and with hundreds of students both in the U.S. and Latin America, Vanessa is an acclaimed psychic, clinical hypnotherapist, and international intuition trainer. She's also the founder of Intuitive Leverage, an 8-week intuition boot camp that gives structure to the invisible so that you can make your sensitivity your greatest advantage in life and business. She's also an Akashic Records consultant and trainer with the Soul Journeys Method and an integrative wellness and health coach certified through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. She's also an empowerment facilitator for future young women leaders at the Bella Abzug Young Women's Leadership Institute. It was on the board of Reveal, the Next Generation of Women Spiritual Leaders Conference, along with Megan Watterson, Gabby Bernstein, Latham Thomas, and others. She's guided souls alongside other teachers, including Marianne Williamson, at the Rock Your Voice Women's Conference. She has been guiding or co-facilitating circles for 2 decades and is thrilled to be expanding to retreats on her 20th anniversary. Welcome, my beautiful friend.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited to talk about this and to connect with you and your listeners.
Well, you know, I was just talking before we got on the air. I follow you. I love your work, love your message, love how you show up for your tribe, and said, oh, we've got to get Vanessa on the show. And so thank you. I'm so glad our schedules aligned.
Yes.
And so a lot of my audience, it's funny because empaths and sensitivities, that whole topic, that's a big topic. I think Aspire attracts a lot who identify as empaths. And I have some that I call empowered empaths. They've figured out somehow how to navigate life in a little healthier way. And then I have so many who struggle and are overwhelmed by other people's energies. So I was like, okay, we got to talk about this today, right? So let's start with first, you know, for our listeners, how do you describe intuition? And then how can we connect with it more clearly?
Thank you for that. And it is something that's becoming more and more known. When I first started talking about it, I mean, there were already others talking when I started. But, you know, a decade and a half ago, people were still like, empaths. But I think with the rise of social media and the memes that we're sharing and the videos and the information that we're all beginning to recognize, right? And it's also our time. I believe that it is our time to wake up and to remember that we're much more than what we see or we can touch, right? We're really energy, and we are a soul, and we have different aspects. The way that I would describe intuition, and before I even get into that, for anybody who's listening, you know, we're all intuitive, all of us, each and every one of us, even the folks who think that they're not, they just may be overlooking it because it's just a natural way of being. Or two, they might be thinking that, well, I'm not intuitive like Sally or Jenny, so I'm not intuitive. But the thing is, we are all wired to receive and send invisible information. Intuition for me is really at the heart of it, knowing without knowing how we know. Like, that's the most basic definition, knowing without knowing how we know. Now, we can go deeper into that. Carolyn Mace, who's a New York Times bestselling author, medical intuitive, says, you know, that intuition is translogical, and that means that it's beyond time and space. So it is knowing something without having the facts in front of us or the tangible, and being able to validate it. I mean, we can't validate all our intuitive hits, but a lot of them we can, and that's something that I really suggest to people, and I'll share about that on the show. And so it's knowing without knowing how we know. We are all intuitive, and energetically we're all sending information and also receiving. Right? Like, we're talking about empaths. Like, they're emotional intuitives. That's what an empath is, which means that they receive the invisible information and they send it through that emotional wavelength. There are people who are mental intuitives, right? There are people who are physical intuitives. And so the empath picks it up through their heart. And because it's emotional, it can be overwhelming, where they don't know, well, is it me, is it them, or, oh, my God, I'm losing it, I'm an emotional roller coaster. And so, again, just getting back to your question, is it's that wired ability, that intrinsic, organic ability to sense, to know, and to receive it through very many different ways, information that is not visible to the eye, the naked, everyday eye.
That's a great description of helping us understand it. And I've always believed that it's the divine imprint of us. We, like you said, we're all intuitive. So how can we connect with it more clearly and speak to it from the point of, for the listeners who are beginning, who say, okay, I think I'm intuitive, but I don't know where to start to hone it or connect with it.
So one of the things I want to address before I give, and I do want to give those tips, is that we've created a lot of myth around intuition. We layer on our assumptions, you know, our expectations, our projections, just like we do on anything in life, right? Because the world is not as it is, it's how we see it. And so a lot of times you're like, oh, I have this feeling, that means that person's my husband. And then it doesn't work out. We're like, oh, my intuition failed me. And so we need to kind of chill a minute and kind of not like layer on all these expectations when we're receiving. It has to get simpler. And so one of the most basic ways that I've been sharing for a long time, and, you know, my intuition, like, really came out when I was 16 during an experience where my mom blindfolded me with a Ouija board and turned it upside down, and all of this information came up. And I started reading people after 16 and then 19. By the time I was 22, I was professional. But what I wanted to say is my guides always said to me, like, sit down, get a notebook. So if people are on and they want to use an iBook or an iPad, whatever they want to do, an iPhone, and every day just sit down, get away from people. And I say that because when we're in other people's energies, right, since we're giving and we're receiving invisible information, an empath can become overwhelmed and think that they're anxious because their parent is anxious. We can think that we're sad because our best friend is sad. And so our intuition gets clouded. We need to kind of get a little bit of solitude, whether it's in the shower, the bathtub, a walk, sitting on our bed, getting a little corner of our own space, really grounding. And grounding means allowing yourself to be in your body. Most of the time we're in our heads, we're in our minds. We're kind of thinking, what's next, what's next? We need to just breathe and come back to ourselves. And as we do, settling in, and it's uncomfortable because our brain is so active, right? Our brain wants to keep us alive and moving, and quote-unquote controlling things in life, like monkey mind, right? So it's kind of relaxing that. And then as we just allow ourselves to drop in deeper, for some of us, I like to use a golden sphere of light and invoke my own higher self, angels, and guides. If you have a particular being or, you know, that you pray to, or the universe or the goddess, but even just invoking your higher self, your deepest wisdom, and just gently breathing into that and asking, what do I need to know right now? Now, that practice may seem so incredibly simple, But over time, if you keep writing down, you may get relaxed today. And I know, and I teach a lot of students this, and then they're like, oh, I just got relaxed. I got drink water. I'm like, well, maybe your intuition will flow more if you are more hydrated. So
exactly.
There's something to it. You know, a lot of us want these big proclamations from our intuition, but yet we're not ready to receive it. So it's like we've got to make space. Our intuition we're growing a relationship. And like with any relationship, we can't ask that we go steady, like, you know, that I want to know everything about you right now. It's like we want to just make time to grow that relationship. And so just showing up every day, dropping into your body, your breath, and asking, what do I need to know? And writing it down, you may get something that a month later you'll flip through that notebook and be like, oh, my God. I had a vision that I was wearing this red shirt, and somebody said yes to me, and today I went to an interview and I got the job, and I happened to be wearing a red thing. You know,
I love when that happens.
Yeah, you start, so it's like a tracking. But you do need to know your base level, right? Like even when people, I mean, there are many ways to lose weight, but sometimes when people get on a diet program or a lifestyle change, they do weigh themselves to see where they're at, right, where their starting point is. And so you do want to find out where you're at with your intuition in order to even grow anywhere. Like, do you hear? Do you feel? Do you see things? Do you know things? We all receive it differently. So that even that just simple practice, and you don't need any, you know, you don't need to pay for anything with that. You don't need to do anything. You just need to show up for yourself. So it's really $0 and just your time and investment. So it's very simple for us to be able to do that and make time for that.
I like what you said. It's about like going steady, right? You have to make the commitment just like you do with a relationship with anyone else.
Yes. You've got to make time, and their intuition will burst through. I mean, it'll burst through dreams, and it can burst through in readings and other people. You know, the universe uses other people to get messages to us. But if we don't shut down that monkey mind and that, oh my God, what am I doing, talk, to slow down enough to hear. You know, I lived alone for many years, and I have a partner now who likes to have things on. But thankfully, during the days I work from home, I have everything off because I need to hear. And that's what, you know, he doesn't get it. But I need to hear my messages. I need to hear how I'm guided. I need to be open to receive my inner world. And most of us don't know our inner world. We haven't been taught that. The world hasn't focused on that till now, maybe a little bit more with spirituality and wellness. We've been taught to focus on the outside world to survive. And so it's kind of an undoing of a training, right, to take time out, like get quiet.
And I feel it's so important. When we come back from our first break, I want to talk about why you feel it's so important to understand and align with our inner guidance. And I'd love your thoughts on that. And I'll be back in a moment. I'm with Vanessa Cordonneau of intuitiveleverage.com. Be sure to swing by and check out all her sacred offerings. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is Vanessa Cordonneau of intuitiveleverage.com. So we were talking about what intuition is, how we connect with it more clearly. Why do you feel it's so important to understand and align with our inner guidance, Vanessa?
Oh, my God. I think it's like the core of everything. It's so funny. When I started to come out in my work, so many coaches are like, oh, you can't just focus on that. You'll never survive. You won't build a business. You've got to. And I'm like, that's at the heart of everything. Every time that we have not listened to ourselves, that we allow the outside world, and, you know, it is a normal thing. That's how we've, most of us have been trained, to listen to our parents. And our parents may have wisdom. We're not saying they don't. To listen to our friends, to listen to society, and what major do we need to take in order to survive in the world? It's all about how do we fit in and survive in the world. Our inner guidance system is taking us to our best possible life and experience. It may take us through the unknown, right? So those are some of the reasons why people stay away from it, because they're like, well, I can't. I have to do this. I have to be married and have a 2.5 kid. And so it's so important because it will shape your life. I can't even begin, and I'm sure you've had experience, how many folks reach out to me after 35, or they may have spent a life where they did not listen to themselves, and suddenly they had a very dark night of the soul, and their lives came crashing down, where they were just like, oh, my God, I've denied myself everything I've ever wanted because I did everything everybody else wanted me to do.
And
I think that when we do that, I mean, even with me, you know, I was laid off 3 times in 4 years. Like, they would close departments, sell businesses in New York City. And I was in a situation where I was like, no family there, et cetera, on my own. And my friends were like, you need to do what you do. You've been doing what you do part-time. And it was so scary. And all these things happened to me before I went full-time. I literally was laid off the day before major surgery, had a breakup 2 weeks later, then was in a car accident. I mean, it was so bad. I was like, really, universe? I've been helping. I've been doing circles for decades. Like, I've been showing up. Like, why me? But I realize now that it catapulted me into intense bravery because, in essence, to some degree, it was almost like nothing to lose. I mean, I could have crawled back and lived with my parents, and it's nothing wrong with that. Many people need to do that. But I just said, I'm going for it, and created my business that year, like, full-time, and succeeded and kept growing. But it was like this setup by the universe where it's like, okay, look, you've been doing all these things, excuse me, but you're still playing it safe. You're not going full out. And then I did it, and everything came into play. And I'm not saying it was easy. It was definitely out of the mainstream. It wasn't ideal. It wasn't like there was, you know, let's say a rich husband or a supportive husband or even a family that was supporting the business. But by following my intuition and feeling what program to offer and where to go, where to teach, everything just took me to where I am now. And so if we can get through those rough patches where we doubt a lot and continue to follow intuition, I do believe that it's guiding us to our best life.
Oh, I do too. In fact, it's funny because Aspire Magazine, I don't have a background in publishing, marketing, any of that. I was a high school dropout, queen of self-sabotage, former welfare mom. But I kept getting a vision before I knew I was intuitive or even knew what that language was. 13 years ago, I kept getting the vision of Aspire. And I'm like, what the hell am I dreaming about a magazine for? This is so, you know, you're talking to yourself. This is so stupid. And it would not go away, Vanessa.
I finally decided
to listen, and I drew it all out on what was used to be called Microsoft Publisher way back when.
Yeah.
Do you know, 3 weeks later, I said, women want this magazine. I birthed it with no experience, kept it print for 3 years, all based on what you just said, following my intuition, even when it made sense to my family, thought I was crazy.
Yep.
3 years later, I took it from print to digital to reach a global audience. I didn't know technology. Again, my heart said, this message needs to reach a global audience. You can't grow anymore in print, because I was just Southern New England. I did it, honoring my truth. 90 days later, we had 10,000 subscribers. And Marielle Hemingway graced the cover of that first digital issue. People ask how I did it, and I said, I kept following my heart. I see now that was the language I chose to say. I chose to follow my intuition.
Yes.
So is that how it appears? So for us listening, like, I kept having the dream about this magazine that wouldn't go away, down to the logo. So, and it kept coming. So it was, that was like the divine saying, are you listening? Is that how you just, okay. That's how I took it.
Congratulations. I love it. I got chills. And it takes a lot of bravery, like, you know, intuition. A lot of people are like, oh, I want to be intuitive, this and that. And I'm like, well, one, a lot of us are afraid of the truth, right? A lot of us are afraid that we won't be able to handle what we get. What I've adapted is a sense of, I rather look at things as they're heading my way. Like, I rather not walk into the lion's den and not know that the lion's there. Like, I rather walk in and already bring in peace offerings for the lion. You know what I mean? And interesting, right? And so it's lion season now. And so it's really like, I rather look at the ugly. Like, I rather look at the scary. And some people hold back. I think that when we get past that, we could look at the truth. Like, okay, this person isn't really there for me. It's okay. Doesn't mean that they don't love me or that I'm not good enough. It means that this is what it is. Well, now what am I doing? What is this? How do I move forward in my life? And so intuition will guide you through different ways. It could be visions. It could be a feeling. It could be a sense. You know, sometimes I get women who call me and they're like, why am I falling apart now? I've been able to hold it together and deal with all this crap all my life. And I'm like, well, you're not supposed to be dealing with all this. You're not supposed to be shutting down. And your body and your mind and spirit finally said no more. So it's not a bad thing that you're breaking down. It's not a bad thing that you're crying. It's not a bad thing that you're done. You can't do your life the way it is anymore. It's a call for something new. And our intuition will come in many different ways. And for you, you know, it kept guiding and you kept moving and moving towards it, even though logically you were like, I don't know this, I don't know that. And that's how it works. You know, I remember when I was doing a lot of healing, you know, in terms of intuition, even for love, like I had to do a lot of healing. I did past life regression work, therapy, you know, over the years. And my thing when I was younger is I cut off relationships. I was proposed to many, many, 7 times. I wasn't ready when I was younger. And 4 or 5 years ago, I was like, okay, this is it. I want to settle down. And I did some work. And wound up now here in central Pennsylvania with my partner of almost 4 years, who I adore. But I'll tell you, a year and a half before I met him, I saw an outline of him because I was meditating. I'm like, oh, how long do I have to wait? I'm dating so much. What is this, you know? And I saw, you know, this tall man, wide shoulders, dark hair, and he was closing the door on my apartment and it was empty. I'm like, oh, that means I'm leaving my apartment. Well, I wound up leaving New York City and a year and a half later. And so if we can become more the observer, right, instead of like, I didn't hang on to that. And every time I passed a man who was tall with wide shoulders, I was like, is that him? You know, because I do find that people do that. We're like, oh, that's it. It's like we need to relax. We need to be calm. That really intuition is also on its own divine timing. Like you were in alignment. Like everything fell into place for you with the magazine and going digital, you know, with everything, right, with me and my business. Like it went in, basically was in alignment, and we kept showing up. And that's a key thing with intuition is that you're going to be invited into something and you kind of got to step forward. That's a relationship. It's a dialogue. You're asking a question. You're getting an answer. What action are you taking? What are you letting go of, right? Because our guidance is really there to help us evolve. It's, and, you know, one of the things I always say in my trainings is that most of us want to change the way we want to change. So it's like we want to heal, but we want to control the healing. And that's not how it really works with spirit or with intuition. It's literally like they're taking us by the hand. We're looking over the cliff, and they're like, as you step off, there'll be something else there. We don't know what, or don't worry, you're safe. And then it's up to us to really step out. And that's what strengthens us. That's what reminds us of who we truly are, right? Because all of this spirituality learning is not just for, you know, mental babble, because I see a lot of people learning and quoting things, right? It is also to be applied into our lives.
Oh, I think that's so important. It's what good is learning something if it's not applied, right? Because especially on this, it's made me the most courageous person because I learned to trust myself.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, oh, so you're the woman who gave birth to Aspire magazine. And I always say, well, a little bit, I said, but the truth is she gave birth to me. Because,
yeah.
See, following that seed that was planted helped, like, that journey made me the woman I am. So Aspire was given to me in the vision, but I had to make the first choice of listening and taking those really scary steps and falling down a lot those years.
Yeah.
But in the scheme of it, when I look back over 13 years, Vanessa, I call the magazine a she. She has a feminine energy. She gave birth to me because she was the first part of opening to my intuition, even though I didn't know that then. You know, I know it now, but at the time I didn't. And something you said a moment ago is like learning to trust. I used to be part of a high-end mastermind a few years ago, and someone said, so Linda, what's your business plan? And there's like 70 entrepreneurs from spiritual all the way down to mainstream. And I said, oh, boy, here we go. So I said, I don't have a business plan. I haven't since. I've owned all my businesses since 92. And they're like, oh, what? And I said, I follow my divine guidance. It hasn't led me wrong yet. That's how I birth projects and all of that. Does that resonate with you, too?
Yes, because... I mean, I started reading at 22, and it was only part-time, and then, you know, I got the training for hypnosis, and I did all that. And then, I mean, I wound up doing free healing circles for 13 years. I didn't charge, and hundreds of people came to my apartment and my friend's apartment in Sunnyside in Long Island City in Queens, okay, New York. And some of them were bilingual, some of them were in Spanish, depending on who showed up. And I was in service. I knew I was supposed to gather people. I wasn't taking pictures or promoting. It was just service. And when I finally really decided to own it, I just sat down one day and my guides were like, okay, listen, if you're going to up level, you're going to have something that's going to pay you all year because you're a human being. And you're going to create this 9-month program. It's $9,000 and this is what it is. And there's 3 retreats and you're going to offer. And it was just like boom, 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 boom. It was like it didn't take weeks to create it. I wrote the copy, I sent it out, and that's the program that, like, kept me solvent and sustained that first year online. And then I created the 8-week program and then many others. But it just came to me, and I wrote it down.
Yeah.
And I definitely have, you know, outlines of stuff, and I do use a list every day because...
I do, too. I'm very organized. We have wicked structures and processes, and I have a team. But I never create something from a place of having to, should, et cetera. It has to become through me so that when I birth it, I feel like I'm birthing a new baby to the world, right?
Yeah.
That's my process. And I let go of the expectation of the results. That's not my business. My business is to show up, create, and serve. The abundance will come whether from that program I birth or as you know, from something else, but I don't tie it to anything. So why don't we jump to our next break? Because I want to come back to on our next break and talk about when you realize that you were highly intuitive, a psychic. I want to talk about your personal journey and learn more about you. And we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Vanessa Cordonu of intuitiveleverage.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The world is shifting. The divine feminine is rising. Women are being called to live, lead, and serve in full alignment with their feminine essence. Introducing Marcia Mariner. Marcia is a divine feminine visionary leader, licensed therapist, hypnotherapist, and carrier of the sacred feminine wealth codes. Marcia supports consciously evolving women to break free from their conditioned self, embrace their feminine gifts, and wake up to their sacred worth. By fully embodying their own beauty and magnificence, Marcia believes women have the power to collectively shift the evolution of the world. Through virtual and live sacred circles and supportive programs, Marcia serves awakening women by helping them discover their unique soul codes so they can say yes to fully embodying their sacred worth. Begin your transformational journey by visiting marciamariner.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. With me today is Vanessa Cordonneau of intuitiveleverage.com. So, Vanessa, earlier you said you started reading at 16. I love how your mom did it, right? And then you started professionally at 22. So at 16, when your mom, you know, blindfolded you and you did all that, did it just start flowing, or was it something you developed, or do you feel like it was naturally there because you have a family history too?
I feel like we're South American, we're from Argentina, and also part indigenous from Argentina and then part Italian from Spain and other countries and other places, right? The Catholic tradition of joining it with spirit, like espiritismo. So it's like spiritism, believing in life after death, believing that spirits speak to you after. There was this whole thing in my family like, oh, I had a dream last night. Now, when you said that, it didn't necessarily mean you had a dream. It could mean you had an intuition, but you just called it a dream because you didn't know how to explain it. And so, I mean, I was 6, 7 years old, and I would just be like, Mom, I don't like the man with the gray shirt and the blue car. I don't like him. He's so mean. She'd be like, who did you meet? Like, what is that? And then an hour later, we'd go for a walk, and a man would suddenly, like, with a blue car, suddenly park and get out and kick his car, and he had a gray shirt on, and he started yelling at us. So it was that kind of thing, and my mom was noticing that I was picking up information even, like, before something would happen. When I was, I think, 10 or 11, my brother was born with a single ventricle. We did not know he had a heart condition before he was born. But the night before he was born, I dreamt that I went to my mother's bed and I said, how long does he have to live? And my mother dreamt that I went up to her and said, how long do you have to live? She knew something was off, but she thought it was her. I thought it was him, but there I was, 10 years old, 11 years old. And I knew, like, my sister was a girl at the age of 9. There were just many things that I would just be like, oh, yeah, my sister's coming back. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh, I've been with her before. She's coming back. And she is here, and she actually feels we've lived together before. And so it was something that was just there. By the time I was 16, though, I was playing around with a Ouija board, which I don't recommend. You know, if you're not clear or you're not grounded, sometimes energies can play with you. And what wound up happening is that we did it in high school. Somebody brought it, and I got really legit information telling me that a family member that was not invited to something was going to suddenly show up, and they were out of town, out of state. I told my mom, and boom, it happened. So my mom's like, bring the Ouija board. The Ouija board is a particular – so that experience to me changed my life because she flipped it around, blindfolded me. And in that, all of the things that I felt before suddenly were like, boom, put to the test. I saw a woman with red hair crawling out of water with a little boy. And she was saying, take care of my father. I didn't know who she was. Another woman dressed in black, like very old-fashioned look, with a Spaniard accent, was telling my mother something about my cousin. Another man with a plumed hat was saying that my mother had been denying him all these years. I did not know. So in that instance, I literally saw, felt, heard, and knew information that I could not have known because I was blindfolded. And curious fact for everyone, I do tend to close my eyes when I'm either guiding people in hypnosis or when I am doing a reading. I mean, I open and close my eyes, but the closing of eyes, I mean, it could bring you into a trance if you're not careful, but I know about that, so I don't go into that. It deepens me. So when I came out of it, my mom pulled out a picture and then took out the front image and showed me a woman with red hair, said, that's your dad's ex-girlfriend who died with her child in the river. And they were wet, remember. And we'd never heard of them, never seen anything. There was no information. The information about my cousin was a future event, and we called my family, warned them, and then thankfully something was avoided. The man in the plumed hat was, my mom finally confessed that guides had been coming to her when she was 17 with the plumed hat and saying, I'm your guide, I'm here to help you. And she was like, no, I don't want any part of it. And so I feel like I personally and many of us have soul agreements to come in and do this work. I feel like for me specifically, I didn't get to finish this. I've done it a lot. I've been a priestess, a witch, a healer. But I think that I've been, you know, killed like so many of us, or cut down, or couldn't have a full life. And so in this lifetime, I was able to, you know, have a community, have a life, have a partner, have love, and have a business and be safe. And so I feel like not only is it passed down from generations in my family, it's also a soul agreement and a completion of other lifetimes where I wasn't able to really live this out fully the way I'm doing it now with freedom, you know?
Oh, I know. I know that feeling. And one of the things is, it's, you were blessed in many ways because you were in a family who was open to it.
Yeah.
With as many, and I have friends, who I see now have always been intuitive. They've been in my life many times, but their family or spouse shuts it all down.
Yeah.
And what do you say to them, and to the empaths on the line, right? And we should talk a little bit about the empaths in the few minutes we have before the final break. So here's the question. For the empaths that are here who are feeling overwhelmed by other people's energies, let's circle it back to there. What can they do to ground in their own energy, right? And I have two sensitives, grandchildren, so I'm curious too.
Well, the most important thing is to allow yourself to move away from people. The empath, and I am an empath, and I started that way. Now I'm more of a knower, a hearer. Like I hear and I know and I see more than feel, thank God, because I deal with people every day and overwhelming cases sometimes. So it's first important to be able to honor ourselves. Our first responsibility is for us to be happy. And it feels bad for an empath. You know, empaths feel really called to help other people and be there for people and listen to them. Like we really feel, because we feel people's feelings, like they need us and we have to be there. So it's like we have to kind of pull away a little bit and honor, right, that it's okay for us to feel good, not to feel bad because we need to feel good, and to do the positive things that encourage that. You know, like, for example, I can see that maybe somebody in my family is upset, right? And I've talked to them. And after we finish talking, I mean, I could sit in the room and be miserable with them in the energy field, or I could pick myself up and go take a walk. Knowing that if I go and take a walk and release any energy I'm carrying, then I'll come back fresh and full and enriched with more energy to share with the world. But what happens with a lot of empaths is that we go into this like, well, I love you, so I'm going to be sad with you. Or I love you, so I'm going to suffer with you. And that does not help us. And obviously, if your grandchildren are still small, they may not be able to get that. But when they get old enough to be able to guide them into, it's okay for us to be happy, to, we're not really here to save people. No one can save anyone. We can only save ourselves. And so the more we take care of ourselves, the more we also can show others, right? And something that I would warn about, I see this online a lot of drama around empaths. Like it's almost it's like almost a desired quality. It's almost like this romanticism. Oh, I'm too beautiful. I'm too sensitive for the world. And I understand that I've been there myself when I was younger. I was like, oh, my God, I can't deal with this world. I'm so sensitive. Oh, but it was BS. I was on my victim potty pot, right, for me. That doesn't say that I haven't gone through things. It doesn't mean I haven't picked up things. But I want to encourage people, if you're suffering, to get the support that you need, but not to stay in the mindset of I'm so sensitive and so I'm going to suffer forever. Because there are definitely ways, from grounding to, I take a bath every day. And one of the things that I say in the bath or shower is I release what is mine and not mine. And remember, intention is everything. Energy goes where we set our intention. So if we say it, I release what is mine and not mine that no longer serves me, we're going to clear that stuff. And another thing that I would say is find what makes you happy, right? Getting back to the initial. If, like me, I love improv. I go now. I mean, this is recent. I've only been doing it since I moved. I love playing with people. It's like my inner child is having a ball that I didn't have when I was younger. What makes you happy? Is it laying in a hammock? Then, by God, get your booty into a hammock. Is it getting a pedicure? Is it helping someone? Is it sitting in the sunshine? I mean, very simple things, but they can shift your energy. And so prioritizing our well-being is key. Self-care is key. And taking ourselves off the hook that we have to save everyone, because we can't. We can't. Everybody's on their own journey. What we can do is support other people, but only, you know, when you're on the plane and the oxygen mask comes down, it's like we have to put it on first before we can help our kids or anyone else.
It's so true. And one other thing I'm thinking back as you're speaking, like, because of something you said, and then we're going to run to break. You said you used to be and feel, so you would consider yourself an empath, but then you now know, et cetera. And that's the first time I heard that it said that way, because I feel that that's how I process now. I no longer process and get overwhelmed by the feelings of others, because it's like I'm grounded in my truth. But I receive, yes, as knowings. And so I just loved hearing that it is possible to transition how we process what we receive. And we come, yes, back from our break. Let's talk about that, more about empaths. And also I have some questions about the children coming into the world now. And I'll be back in a moment with Vanessa Cordonneau of intuitiveleverage.com.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic Record reading.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
This is OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm Linda Joy, and with me today is Vanessa Cotonou of intuitiveleverage.com. So right before the break, I had shared that something you had shared in that segment was really insightful to me, because I can remember a time, again, I didn't have the words that we all have now, empath, intuitive, that if someone had drama in their life, whether it was good drama, bad drama, it doesn't matter, I would feel like I had a tornado around me. I would feel like one of those weeping willow trees that got whipped all over the hill. And yeah. I used to remember going, why am I entering this fray? Like a side of me would say, and one day at a really critical part about 10 years ago, my grandson's now 19, but he was about 9, there was a family emergency, and I suddenly could see, that's why I can describe it, Vanessa, I could see everything swirling, people's feelings, emotions, angst, anger, but for once I was witnessing it and felt rooted in the ground like an oak tree, not the weeping willow. That right. day was a pivotal shift inside of me. Is that? It just changed everything. And then I started receiving differently. And I no yeah. longer get rocked or even affected by the emotions. I can witness and hold space with love. Right. Does that kind of tie into what you described for yourself?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's so beautiful, but we need to be able to be open to that idea, and that's why I spoke to the whole romanticization of the whole empath thing that I've seen a lot, and I've seen it a lot in people in their 20s mostly. I mean, sometimes people a little older as well, who are very, oh, no, I'm suffering, I will suffer, I'm so sensitive, you know, and I'm like, I understand it, sister, I get it, and so you said, why am I entering the fray? And that was a big thing, because that sent up a different shift of energy. And for me, what I noticed, like my parents struggling in their marriage and relationship, and it was so overwhelmingly painful for me. I was like, oh, my, I'm just going to shut down. This world is too hard. But as I got older in my 20s, I mean, when I was in my 20s, I couldn't go dancing because I could literally knew who wanted to commit suicide, what was happening, you know, of the young people I was hanging out with, the struggles they were having at home. And it wasn't until I was a little older where I could easily walk through crowds and everything and be perfectly fine. And that's how I created the 8-week intuition boot camp. But at the heart of it is we have to ask, well, why am I still entering this? And that's why we have to be top priority. If we're like, I don't need to suffer in order to serve. I don't need to suffer in order to hold space. I don't need to feel a person's feelings in order to be of support. And when we start to really get that, because a lot of empaths also get their self-respect or their self-love from being useful to others, right? Until we get
yeah, their identity is yes. that. And
exactly.
I agree with you, because I have clients who identify as empaths, and when I hear them say something like, oh, that's because I'm an empath, I'm this. And I said, so I reframe it, and I said, okay, if you believe in the universal thought that what you say you are becoming. So if you're saying you're always overwhelmed because you're an empath and always sensitive in this, you are going to remain there.
Yeah.
Why not choose an empowering story? If you had anxiety all the time and you wanted to switch it, you would stop talking about being anxious all the time. So I agree completely with you. It's have a more empowering story. I am an intuitive empath. But I don't identify in the traits of it that disempower me.
Right.
I focus on my superpowers, right? So
right.
I changed my script or story that day when I felt like the, you know, the oak tree. And
right.
it sounds like you did too. It's like we created a new story.
Yeah.
And I think that's so empowering that you guide people to question the story they're telling.
It's if we place our, and so, you know, it's very tenuous for men and women, but especially for women, for us to place ourselves at the top of priority, because we have families, we have kids, we hold together, groups of friends sometimes. But I know this, I know, and I've said it to my partner as well, if I'm not good, nothing's going to be good. And I know that I have to fill my tank every day to show up with love, with positivity, with flow for my people, for myself. And so disengaging from any sort of stuff that's circular, that's running around and around, and you know you can't stop it, that's what's going to create pain. And really, you know, it may seem easy or it may seem light, and it takes time. It can take time. Separating yourself from people who are very much, I mean, it sounds sad to let them go, but it's if you realize that you're with people who like to be miserable or are just used to it, let's just say they're just so used to it, they don't know anything else, it's too huge of a battle for you to try to drag them up. Focus on your own energy. Focus on your own, you know, why am I here? Why am I continuing to be here? Why am I jumping in the fray? And get yourself the energy that fulfills you, that makes you happy. And as I said before, it could be as easy as just breathing air and being grateful for your lungs. You know, it doesn't have to be, I'm going to go to Bali, you know, for a retreat. If you can, that's great. But it could be just simple, being present, being alive in this moment, being grateful. And when you allow that good energy to come in, things will shift. And even, you know, there's also psychic shielding techniques. I mean, there's a lot of other techniques out there that you'll find, clearing your energy, clearing your space. But really, when we say, hey, this is my space and I'm not allowing this stuff to come in, it'll stop. And for me, I also created, maybe you did too, Linda, knowing or unknowing, I created a way where things are much clearer. Like, I do listen to people, but I don't have anybody who drains me right now.
Years ago, I did.
Because now it's very organized. It's like I'm in a session. It's from 10 to 11:30 or 11. That's the session. It ends. There's an exchange. It's very clean. It's very aligned. It's not messy where somebody's, I need you here. I need, you know, which happens to empaths. Oh, my kids. Oh, I need that. And then they're all calling you and you're all in all these directions. It's like I'm very clear about my service. I know I'm going to go here, teach this day. I know I'm going to, and then of course you're kind in your everyday life. You're in the supermarket. Somebody needs you. You help them. But there's just more of a grounded way to live.
It's an energetic boundary, right? And I believe it helps others feel safe, because if you're with an empath, and again, I've been on the receiving end of being with an empath with weak boundaries, and I've been one. It is not a safe place to feel. For either one, because just like children, they say you got to give children boundaries. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So, no, it's taken me a long time. When I started working with clients many years ago, I'd be like 2-hour call instead of 30 minutes because I wanted to serve. And then it was like, what am I doing? I'm giving my life force energy, but I had to learn, I had to heal that. And now, like you, it's, you know, Thursday's a radio show day. I don't do them any other day. And, like, I have my containers. But they make everyone feel safe, loved, supported, and I can stay energetically in alignment.
Yes.
And it's so okay, I think it's important.
It only comes from making ourselves a priority. We have to love ourselves enough to make those boundaries, you know, to create them. And we're not gonna be less intuitive. We're not gonna be less intuitive. In fact, you'll invite other senses. You know, they say, like, if you lose your eyesight, suddenly you could hear better. When you say, well, no more am I going to jump into the fray with my energy and my heart, you're going to suddenly know things. The intuition's coming in different forms, in a feeling, in a sensation, in, you know, in your physical sensation or your knowing or your seeing or your hearing words. It will come through another way because we're all meant to receive information.
And it's so, I mean, the journey for me has been, I'm going to be 57 in October, and I'm looking forward to what's to come, right? Because I feel so grounded in my truth. I've built a relationship with my intuition, which is what you help people do. So I think that's so beautiful, because I think the more individuals that can learn to trust and live by it, and I think it's powerful.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, my friend, I am so grateful that you could join me today. I just looked and I'm like, oh, my God, I could talk for another hour. So I want to thank you for being here, for doing the sacred work you're doing in the world. And
thank you.
No, you're welcome. You know, I love your work. I've been following you for a little while and will continue to. I tap into your wisdom when you share your posts. So thank you for being such a bright light and for being here today.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for, I love talking to you as well. And I feel like you're holding, creating such a beautiful space where we can all connect and deepen, right, in our awareness. Thank you for that as well.
You're welcome. And I want to invite everyone to join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern live on the OM Times Radio Network. If you want to catch a replay, you can catch Inspired Conversations on iTunes and multiple other podcast platforms. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.